Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't causing any harm to nobody. We had no weapons on us at all.
Dorian Johnson says he was walking home from a convenience store with his friend Mike Brown. They were walking on the street when a Ferguson police officer from his vehicle told the boys to get out of the street. Johnson says they kept walking, causing the officer to confront the boys, first from his car, then got out of the car, firing a shot. Johnson says him and Brown were scared and ran away from the officer.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
I woke up thinking, am I next? The Black American complex. Every time I see police, I look up at God and wonder, damn, really, am I next? You see how hard it is for me. I can't even go to the store or walk in the street without someone making a deal about my complexion. There's just something about my flesh that make you wanna put a bullet in it, armed or unarmed. It really doesn't make a difference. They're going for blood. There ain't no real time for reasoning. No matter how Fox betrayed me on television, doesn't justify my blood in the street and my mother crying. Where can I go when I feel the whole country want me dead? The ones that's supposed to protect me is aiming for my head. Go to Google, pull up the statistics, tell me how many Black men die in this country every second in my neck.
After telling the officers to leave him alone, they put Garner in a chokehold, pinning him to the ground, where Garner, who was asthmatic, is heard telling the cops he's in trouble. He then becomes unconscious. Soon after, he is dead. This woman says she saw the entire confrontation unfold. He didn't deserve it.
I woke up thinking, am I next? The Black American complex. Let me go and call my mother, tell her I love her, cause after this song I could be a goner. I could've been Oscar Grant, I could've been John Crawford, I could've been Sean Bell, I could've been Eric Garner. Rest in peace to Mike Brown, rest in peace to Trayvon, Ezell Ford, Jordan Davis, the list goes on. What more proof do you need until you finally get it? How many more bodies in the street till you realize America doesn't love you, they treat you less than human? Have more sympathy for a dog before they start shooting, protecting their own while they serving as bullets. I say, can you feel as a man when they willing to kill children? Protecting their own while they serving as bullets. I say, can you feel as a man when they willing to kill children in my neck?
I know me. We're praying, walking through this.
Tasha Thomas of Fairborn says she's been dating 22-year-old John Crawford for several months.
He didn't have time to say nothing else. I even grabbed him by his shirt where you could see his waistline. He didn't have anything with him at all. They said that he had a toy gun after he was shot.
I woke up thinking, am I next? The Black American complex. They see you and fire 50 rounds. Tell me how many of our murders to walk around. Cause they don't give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. To the whole country, I get the message clear. You need to understand that they don't want it here. Cause America never loved us. I swear to God, they never loved us. If you ain't know, now you know now. Mike Brown went down on some. And if you thinking it'll change, swear it never will. What's really been different since then until years later is the present, never was the past. Just wanted to say that before they put one in my.
I don't care. He ain't have no gun. He threw his hands up. When the police ran over his feet, the boy threw his hands up. He threw his hands up, he shot. And the boy failed. Then he shot him some more. That's what happened.
It is the music of Vinny D right here on Rhythm and Poetry Live, the Wednesday edition of our countdown to 400 years. Vinny D right here, powerful, powerful message. I will not play that song until we stop get killing. Until they stop killing us, I will continue to play that song. I tell you, it is a travesty that we have to play this and hear everything that's going on in the news about our people being wrongfully murdered. That is exactly what it is. Vinny D, the music track, Am I Next? I tell you, we've been playing that for a number of years now. And I say, okay, I don't need to really play that. But we still getting murdered in the streets. Shalawan or shalom to you all, wherever you are on this world's wide web. You are listening to Rhythm and Poetry Live, the Wednesday's edition of Rhythm and Poetry Live, countdown to 400 years. My name is Brother Malachi. I am your host for this edition of Wednesday, August the 14th, 2019. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/menempowered, or you can hit us up at our website at rhythmandpoetrylive.com. We are counting down the few days we have left before August the 19th, 2019. And what is so significant for that particular date you said, Brother Malachi? I will show you. We will turn to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. And we will look and see. All praises to the Most High. Hopefully you are having a blessed day. If you are in the Word, you are having a blessed day. I mean, a very blessed day because of the truth. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 2, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict, pay attention to the word, afflict them 400 years. We've been talking and we've been teaching, and we've been preaching, and we've been talking ago again about this. We've been posting and posting and posting. How long will you not wake up, Israel? The Israelites are the Negroes here in America, the so-called African Americans throughout the Caribbean, throughout South America, throughout Mexico, throughout all the lands of the earth shall afflict you 400 years. That's how long we've been afflicted. First, they afflicted us through slavery. Then they said we will be free. And then they afflict us with persecution. Afflicted. Persecution. The Most High knows everything. I got a new scripture here for you. And it tells you about the wicked, that their plans are not hidden. The Most High knows what exactly is going on. And it is Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 15. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Most High, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Well, we know your plans. We know the plans of Esau. We know the plans of the enemy of Israel. We know your plans, and nothing is hidden. And the Most High reveals it this plans to the prophets. It tells us, and we know exactly what's going on. People say, how can you say that 400 years is us? Because we are the children of Israel. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 28 and verse 68, it will tell you that we are those people. Because why? We travel the transatlantic slave trade. That's right. I said it. We are those people of the transatlantic slave trade that talks about, that they talk about in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 68. Deuteronomy, let's go there. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 68. Yes, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spoke unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies. Who are the enemies of Israelites? You know, the ones that call themselves slave masters. More, and if then see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you or redeem you. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again, shall bring you into the house of bondage again. The house of bondage is America, is the Western Hemisphere. It is the transatlantic slave trade. All praises to the Most High for revealing his word and waking us up for a time like this. We'll be right back. We're going to take a music break, and we continue right here, countdown to 400 years.
Yeah. talking pizza on pizza, or are you just counting Jesus? Cause if you just counting Jesus, that's Jesus, 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 Camus, Jesus, Zeus. You don't know who you praying to, might be counting demons too. Colossus 2 and 8, I hope that they ain't conceiving you. With me, I read a script or two and find out I'm a Hebrew. I don't repent, you best repent the same from the things you do. What you ain't never read Leviticus? You best just heal from all them demons out it. We thought you was the drunk up at the after party. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. That's why you mad at me. That's why you mad at me. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Telling you what the Bible said. That's why you mad at me. That's why you mad at me.
Keep on calling up on Bozier, and I don't understand it. Keep on calling up on Jesus, and I don't understand it. Keep on calling up on Yahweh, and I don't understand. I see a shadow in that Bible, so that's all I understand. Comprehend, comprehend. Thank the Most High for that knowledge. And ain't never been in no seminary. You can't learn this in no college. And with these mysteries and this history, so they don't teach this in no college. But through these precepts above, precepts above, precepts like I do nothing.
Welcome back to Rhythm and Poetry Live, the 400-year countdown right here on rhythmandpoetrylive.com and, of course, blogtalkradio.com/menempowered. If you'd like to make a comment while we are here live every day at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can hit us up at 347-205-9279. Or you can follow along with us on Twitter. That's Men Empowered at Twitter.com. If you are a music artist and you are in the truth and you would like for your music to be promoted, you can send a MP3 to musicprogram@rhythmandpoetrylive.com. And, of course, you can hit us up on our Facebook page. That's Rhythm and Poetry Live at Facebook.com. And follow along with yours truly, Brother Malachi. My government name is Maurice Heron, also known as Brother Malachi Yasharella, right there on Facebook.com. And I tell you, it is something else about the scriptures. And also like to give credit to PC, started us out with by what the Bible says, and it's all about the precept. How are you reading the Bible? Are you just reading it like a novel? You won't understand it. But if you post-paste it with precept upon precept, scripture and scripture, you shall have understanding. Like right now, we talked about the enemy. Who is the enemy of Israel? Not the land. We're talking about the people. The people are Israel. Just remember that. And there are 12 tribes in the nation. 12 tribes in the nation of Israel. And Judah is right here in North America. And it came into slavery. Let me show you what Yahweh did. Now, I know there are a lot of camps that go by different names, and we go ahead and we say it all right here so you can get understanding. But most importantly, we know who we are and that we are Israelites. There's not going to be any division right here. We are going to speak the truth. So if you're calling on the Greek name of Jesus, or if you're calling him by his Hebrew name, Yahweh Shai, that is fine. And I know there are some that call on Yeshaya. I did that at first, but you've got to get the understanding and what scripture is that. First, you got to know about Hebrew and the alphabet Hebrew. But we're not going to get into that. We are counting down 400 years of affliction. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 48. 8. We are here in America. That's right. We are here in America. How did we get here in America? The transatlantic slave trade. We are descendants of slaves. Descendants of slaves here in the Americas. Therefore, shalt thou serve thy enemies. Who is the enemy of the tribe of Judah that came over here through slave ships? Verse 48 again. Therefore, shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Most High shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Yes, he destroyed us. Therefore, we don't work. We do not have the iron upon our neck. But you know, during slavery, you saw yokes of iron upon slaves. And what color were those slaves? They were black, so-called black. But really, if you dig down and know who they are Israelites from the tribe of Judah. Verse 49, the Most High shall bring a nation against thee from far. Yes, we were in Israel. We were in the western part of Africa, Nigeria, Ghana area, all over in that area right there. From far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fly. What is the national symbol of our enemy? The eagle. What do they use for everything that they do? What kind of animal do they use? The eagle. That is our enemy. As swift as the eagle fly, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. We were speaking Hebrew, or the Igbos would speak, of West Africa. We were in that land, and we did not know that. The first generation of slaves came in, had children, and they whipped our history out of that, out of our people. One generation at a time, we begin to lose our heritage, because our heritage was passed on from one generation to another. But old praise to the Most High had a plan that he will bring us out of this, and we will begin to wake up again. Now, I told you on yesterday that in Moss Point, Mississippi, that we have had a shooting, and it was African-American being shot to death here in Moss Point, Mississippi. I'm in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We just had a shooting, and I am waiting on the results to find out what had happened to this particular person. These last few days, a lot of things have been popping off in these last few days of the so-called curse that is going on here in this land. We have got to get back to the Most High's commandments, laws, and statutes so we will not be under this curse. It will end, y'all. It will end August the 19th. 2019 will complete 400 years. We'll be right back right after this music break.
Crazy out here.
Freedom.
You see, you got to spot the madness when it comes to you. I'm so frustrated, and I know that you are too.
Stand up for freedom.
See, we don't know what
freedom
to do.
Freedom.
All in our feelings about the past.
Because it
and
hurts.
We can't escape the pain that we feel when we look at roots and see massive cracking the whoop all on our ancestors' back.
It hurts so much.
It's hard to tell by just looking around how much suffering that they've actually really reaped.
What would they really think about us if they
did? See, we need to start thinking about things like that when we pray our souls to keep. Because see, out here things are deep.
We are lacking.
Shootings in churches and schools and clubs, it seems like selfishness is the new love.
And when is it going to stop?
When will we learn that it's time to come together and unite? See, our
united
children are being targeted every day and every night.
Ball,
and the shadow
ball,
man is constantly ball, pinning ball, us down so we can't fight.
But we got
and
to
all we
together,
want to do together, is go together, on together, Facebook, yeah, post new pics, yeah, upload the next episode of Empire
time,
or Dr. Lick. But
time,
see, time is constantly going tick,
and
tick,
time is so
tick,
precious.
Towers and buildings being blown up, earthquakes are starting to spin on a massive scale everywhere. The whole world is living in fear, and every year it gets worse.
Just getting worse.
Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and AIDS.
Chemotherapy, radiation.
We are being plagued like the ace of spades. When will we really learn?
We just need to learn
what's really going on out here. Or are we just going to continue living on in fear
and making excuses?
And see, all we really want is freedom. We just want our freedom.
Freedom.
Give us back our big freedom. The freedom to think for ourselves. Freedom not to worry about wealth. High gas prices
or
what the devil's new device is. We want the freedom to eat original foods. No more GMO, alcohols, or drugs in our hood.
The freedom.
You see, we just want our freedom.
Freedom.
We just need the freedom. The right to live and be treated with respect, love, and compassion.
Just freedom.
We want our freedom.
One of the most popular tracks that we've played for 2019 as well as in 2018 when those tracks came out. It is the music of Ashri Carr, Children of the Slave. And before that, we have my former co-host of Saturday Night Gospel Jam as well as Rhythm and Poetry Live, Asha Fire here, right here, straight out of Dallas. I want to send a big shout out to everybody in the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area. I want to send a big shout out to all of our international regular listeners that is listening in the UK as well as in France. And would you believe I have regular listeners that listen in Norway and France? Israel is all over the world. I want to send a big shout out to everyone that is listening in Ghana as well as in Nigeria. And I believe we have some listeners in South Africa. How you doing out there? Want to send a big shout out to everyone in Grenada, also in the Bahamas, the West Indies. How y'all doing out there? Still waiting on people to give me an announcement that they are listening in the nation of Cuba. Where are you, Manasseh? I'm waiting on you to let me know that you are listening to the broadcast. Want to send a big shout out to everybody over there in Mexico and everyone that is in North America, whatever state or province you are in the USA and Canada. Big shouts out to everyone across the big pond. We are winding down the 400-year countdown, which will be coming up. The last day will be coming up this Monday, August the 19th, 2019, the final day of the 400 years. See, we should be on top. We should be on top of everything in our plans, in our game plan. But our forefathers never got back on track when they started pulling away from the Most High's laws, statutes, and commandments. And that can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 15. Let's take a look at that right now. And it said, but if you shall, it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Most High, thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee. See, back then, we were supposed to be on top. That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Verse 17, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy oxen and the flocks of thy ship. Our livestock, everything, we fell up under this curse. Never could get on top. But while we were on top, we kept the laws, statutes, and commandments. Here was the blessing back then, and we're headed back to this again. Now that we know who we are and the mistakes that we made, and we have repented, we are coming back to this. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Most High, Yahweh, thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. I mean all nations on the earth. Right now, who's on top? Esau's on top right now. And for a very short time now, it's winding it down. And you can find that in the Apocrypha book. That is what we had just mentioned about the Most High knows about those evil things that they try to do in the dark. They try to take scriptures out and hide it from the world. But all praise to the Most High. We got it. We got it there. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy God. Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. You see that? We had just talked about what the curse is. The curse was in the city and the curse was in the field. But if we obey and keep his commandments now, what is the opposite of not keeping, what is the opposite of keeping the commandments? Not doing the law, statutes, and keeping the commandments. You have a body of so-called believers out here that say, we're not under the law anymore. We're not under that law anymore. But how would you know what is the truth? How would you know? Are you just going to just do things your way, disobey what the Most High say, and go ahead and eat that pork, go ahead and eat those shellfish like the Gentiles do, like the heathen do? Are you just going to say you're free to do whatever you want? You're not under the law anymore? Don't make any sense, does it? That's right. How can you just, are you going to tell a law enforcement officer, say, but we're not under the law anymore, I can go any kind of speed that I want? That does not make any sense. Laws are put in place to protect the public, to protect you, to protect the innocent, supposed to be. Now they got laws out there that goes against the Most High. A man should marry a man, and a woman can marry another woman. That is against the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. So don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in what the heathen have to say. Did you know the Most High is against Christmas? Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 6. You look it up, and you see what's up. Verse 3, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy night. See, everything is increased because everything is blessed, and you are the chosen. He only gave this Bible, these laws, statutes, and commandments to his people, and that is the Israelites. He said not for the heathen. He only came for the lost house of Israel, and now we are found, and we know we are here. We are here to wake you up. We'll be right back right after this music break.
This is a call.
Every day my people tryna eat. By this cold bloodshed, riots in the street. By any means, that's the mentality. Some of y'all can't tell the truth from reality. They got your mind wrapped in a fantasy. It's insanity how the world mad at me for being in it. But somehow not love it. The ignorance, I'm above it. I swear my people love it. But back to the subject, my people deaf and blind.
They blind.
And they can't see the signs. If you seek, you will find. Yah is the lamp. The law is the light. So people get it right. It's a battle from within. If you do not defend yourself, then you will never win. Repent from all your sins. Work hard to get it right. Cause tomorrow's never promised. You won't make it through the night. Alright, home war.
Father, it's out of heaven. I love be thy name. I have kingdom come. That will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Allow us not fall into temptation, but deliver us from all evil.
pressure bust pipe, or make diamonds. Many seek to reach the kingdom, but will never find it. Cause they remain silent while the bowl speak. The spirit always willing, but that flesh is weak. Be a doer of the word and practice what you preach. You gotta learn how to follow for you try to teach. I'm not trying to reach, just trying to drop some knowledge. Those doctrines I demolish, forever paying homage to the fathers of the faith and the Al Shaddai, the King of Kings, my Elohim, the Most High. Is y'all seen strong to my last breath? And I can't do it by myself, I need y'all help. Another day, another struggle, get it off the muscle. Must do all the ups and downs, I gotta show them that I love them. Driving on this path through prayer and supplication. I want to see the kingdom, that's my only inspiration. Cold War.
So, a leader takes the oversight, overseeing a people smitten with mental hang-ups. A lot of us in here got mental hang-ups, okay? Mental hang-ups and psychological disorders. We've gone through such trauma from the time of slavery up until today. We have never, no therapy. So, that's how I do. A lot of us ain't right. We're not right in the head. The Bible says the whole head, and that's about Judah. The whole head is sick. We've gone away backwards. Back from what? Back from God's laws. Israel is a sick, deranged people.
The world doesn't need another love song. They just wanna turn up to all the club songs and party up until the drugs gone. From dusk till dawn, it's 2 a.m. but it's still on. You're wide awake but you're still gone, looking around up and down for something to feel on. At the same time, it's real wrong, so I pray to Yah to keep me rolling with the wheels on. Though I hate to take advantage of his mercy, I wanna move forward, but it feels like I'm reversing. Father, please forgive me. I know that I am thirsty for knowledge of self, but no colleges will help, and the libraries where they buried their lives, television where they blurry your eyes. I can't even trust the radio. Instead, I'm getting ready for the worst case scenario. Listen to me very slow as I give you the breakdown. It's just a matter of time before the takedown on the innocent, the citizens. People, we must learn to overcome each other's differences. United we stand, divided we fall, because the government is hypocritical to the law. So let's come together in peace, and please don't give in to the mark of the beast.
So as a leader, being an overseer, you have to consider that. Now, a lot of us got mental hang-ups. We went through traumatic experiences. We need to be able to overcome our psychological disorders. And the scripture is the healing factor. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 69. And being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cured with his word. That's what I wanted. The Lord will forgive us that are cured by his word. The curing, whatever your psychological disorder, it can be cured with the word of God.
The music of Brother Joel right here, Double Minded. And before that, the Hebrew Connection, Cold War. And I tell you what, looking at the clock on the wall, that is going to do it for me, Brother Malachi. I will be back here on tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, counting down to 400 years from Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the deliverance of our people from the transatlantic slave trade, the curses are being fulfilled and lifted August the 19th, 2019. We will have served our sentences 400 years. Now is the time for us to get back to the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Malachi. Shalom or shalom.
I know if I take care of you, you're gonna take care of me. That's what I'm talking about.
I love you, I'm not afraid to show it in public. If your love was a mixtape, the whole world would wanna dub it. You got light in you. You're not afraid to sacrifice for me, so I'm not afraid to sacrifice for you. No matter what I do, you got my back. As a matter of fact, I can't make it without you. You're a virtuous woman, you take care of your man. When we're out and about, I'm proud to hold your hand. You're a gift from heaven, I'm having so many good times. Your name should be Florida Evans. You're full of so many blessings, cause you're godly. I pray to y'all that you won't depart me. I'ma love you even if it hurts. I lay my life down and put your needs first. First, and that's for life. I know if I take care of you, gonna take care of me, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I know if I take care of you, you gonna take care of me, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'ma love you like Messiah loved them Hebrews, and lay my life down just like he do. Us break up, look at what we've been through. Knew you were meant for me the moment I seen you, baby. I'ma treat you like a lady till you're well past 80 and halfway crazy. I ain't happy unless I'm pleasing you. I wanna see what y'all sees in you. You're part of the reason why he's blessing me and you. I couldn't imagine me leaving you or cheating on you. I'm cleaving to you like Messiah said for me to do. Cause I ain't seen in no one what I'm seeing in you. So I'ma handle you with care. When tribulations come, we gon' handle them with prayer. Yeah, and that's for life. I know if I take care of you, you gon' take care of me, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I know if I take care of you, you gon' take care of me, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you and me go together so nicely. Life.
what I'm talking about. I know if I take care of you, you gon' take care of me. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's for life. That's for life.
To Ferguson, Missouri. And the events of the past 11 days have really grabbed our attention, not just through the dramatic pictures and video that we've seen in Ferguson, Missouri, but also through calls for justice on social media. And joining me now, Talib Kweli, a hip-hop artist and activist who's in Ferguson right now, and actor and activist Jesse Williams, who's also a board member of the Advancement Project. And Talib, I have to start with you because we've been hearing about the really dramatic events and what you dealt with police last night.
Give all praises to the Most High. That's one thing they won't do. My hands up, reaching full time, because it's obvious that's up to. Asking me what I'm up to, on mind to mind, go do you. Can't tell me why I can't go. No device on my ankle. They'll file you to get two shots and one to make sure. Organs go for like 20 grand. We subject to that payment. It's the only way we can pave the way if we laying on that pavement. Better off keeping your mouth shut. Saying don't shoot, not saying much. We go out with a bang. Being dead what it's led to. No Bloods and Crips, that other gang. Who pull up flashing that red blue? Shots fired, who the next to fill it? Empty casket, who the next to fill it? If y'all the real, then we be the realest. That weak noise, y'all need to kill it. And all we wanna do is just live. But we dying.
Walking through the valley of death, Lord, please, I'm on bending knees.
knees and I'm asking. I need deliverance like a fiend I'm trapped in. Put your hand on me. I need the anointing help. I'm walking through the valley of death.
Standing on the corner with my little homies around me, I hold my head. Yeah, the devil tried to pull me down. Cops roll by and they giving us the eye. And they said, hey, don't make us have to run you down. I ain't did nothing, I ain't hustling. Why I got my hands behind my back? Why you cuffing me? It's obvious that the problem's gonna get way out of conscience. My mind all set, but hey, I got a conscience. The streets got me tied up. Life get beside us. We respond with respect, but getting still, they try to try us. Why us? I was getting caught up in the substance. Why us? I was getting treated like a suspect. Been known for trouble, but I retired and threw my towel in. Lord knows I struggle so much, but I abide in.
I was coming out the club,
getting shot at.
Why?
Like I'm in the wrong place to die. True fact,
Lord,
Lord
please,
help me.
I'm on bending knees and I'm asking. I need deliverance like a fiend I'm trapped in. Put your hand on me. I need the anointing help. I'm walking through the valley of death. Lord, please, I'm on bending knees and I'm asking. I need deliverance like a fiend I'm trapped in. Put your hand on me. I need the anointing help. I'm walking through the valley of death.
I can see change, a new individual, someone wonderfully made special. I can't do it all by myself.
Can't do it.
It's a day-to-day process, and I need your help.
Lord, please, I'm on bending knees and I'm asking.
Willie Lynn
change, had a plan to keep us under the sand. I'm thankful that the Most High woke us out of the trance. He woke us up to
fame. See the real truth woke up. Hope that y'all had fun trying to be like a chub. Even if your life's standing up, hey, hey, we standing up. Hey, hey, I see the real Jews woke up. Hope that y'all had fun trying to be like us, yup. Keep your Israelites standing up. Hey, hey, we're standing up. Hey, hey,
Puerto Rican, yeah, Jewish, yeah, Jamaican, we gotta stand as a nation. We gotta stand as a nation. Keep your Israelites standing up. Hey, hey, stand up. Hey, hey,
Panamania, yeah, Colombia, Brazil, this is so surreal. Argentina for real. Keep the Israelites stand up. Hey, hey, stand up. Hey, hey,
Dominican, Mexicans, Hawaiian, Samoans, Seminole Indians, West Indians, why don't y'all stand up? Hey, hey, stand up. Hey, hey.
North American Indians and African Americans, keep the Israelites stand up.
Melancholy.